Today on Real Radio.
So when sin comes along, we're supposed, oh no, look, I'm getting tempted. There I go. Oh, the temptation just, no, you're dead to those things. We have to, when something comes, when the burger's there or whatever it is, and you look at it, you say, wait a minute, I'm a new creation in Christ. I don't have to go do this thing. I don't have to head off to sin. I'm dead, but I'm now alive in Christ. That's how, when Colossians says that we were raised with Christ, you couldn't be raised with Christ until, as Romans tells us, you died with Christ. And seeing how we died with Christ, we rose with him. And that's what I'm asking you to walk into tonight. Can you say his name? Can you pronounce that name? And have life.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in the Old Testament book of Judges. We're taking a look at chapter 12, where there's a lot more bloodshed, and in fact, the word judge appears several times in this portion of Scripture. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a series called What's in a Name?
So when somebody says, well, and as they said on the news just the other day, well, it's the same Jesus. It's not the same Jesus. If you were to state the definition of the biblical Jesus to a Mormon, they would correct you. They would say, you're wrong. This is the Jesus of Mormonism. And if you're a Mormon in here tonight, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you talk about the Jesus of the Jehovah Witnesses, I got news for you. An honest Jehovah Witness will tell you that the Jesus of Jehovah Witness, the Watchtower Society, is also named Michael the Archangel. The Jesus of the Watchtower Society, Jehovah Witnesses, that Jesus is an angel. Did you know that? It's not the same. This is vitally important. So when we talk about what's his name, what's his authority, who is he? Your biblical Jesus is eternal. Remember Micah 5, verse 2? Born in Bethlehem, that baby to come is eternal. Never having a beginning, never having an end. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1 through 9 says, Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, he says. I marvel, verse 6, that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different or another gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, listen, verse 8, even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what you have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. Paul is saying there's other gospels out there. There's other Jesuses out there, and you better be careful, because even if an angel comes from heaven or somebody in a pulpit says, or even if Paul says, we're going to tell you about a different Jesus, let him be accursed. Isn't that strong? That's strong. Pastor Paul, isn't he awesome? People would throw him out of church today because he would be divisive or rude. And yet he's saying, even if an angel came from heaven and preached another gospel, how will you ever resist a miraculous manifestation? Imagine if some angelic being appeared in this sanctuary, this incredible thing shows up, light beaming in the middle, floating in the sky here, and announces that there's another Jesus you should follow. What would you do? Paul said, if an angel comes from heaven and preaches another gospel, you better know the Bible so you don't follow that knucklehead angel. Doesn't the Bible warn that in the last days there's going to be people preaching different messages with tremendous miracles and many will follow them? Are you strong enough? Do you know the Jesus of the Bible to ward off that deception that could come in our lifetime? Amen. Or and has already come to other parts of the world? How do you know? Because can you, I ask you this question, can you pronounce Jesus? Do you know the definition of Jesus? No, if you can't pronounce his name, I'm not going to kill you. Jephthah's not going to come out of the wall and kill you. But there's a day of judgment coming. And the name of Jesus will be the only thing that can save you. Do you believe what the Bible says about him? You say, Pastor, I don't know if I believe in that. It's absolutely clear. There's only one who died on the cross for you, not another. Well, 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul said again, I fear lest somehow, as the serpent beguiled Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity or taken away from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which we have not accepted, you may well put up with it. You may well entertain it. This is sad. You guys, are you guys with me? Are you awake? You guys, 2 Corinthians 11 verses 3 through 4, this is happening today. Hey, listen to this. Turn this on. Put this CD in or watch this video. Yeah, I know the guy's kind of got some quirky stuff, but listen to him. Isn't that cool? Well, what does he believe about Jesus? Well, he believes that Jesus is in a long line of saviors. He's one. He's like the most advanced, and there was others before him, but there's another one coming, but watch out. Wow. The sad thing is, Paul says, I think you guys just might put up with it. Well, I know he's a little off, but we'll keep coming back. But he preaches a different Jesus? That's dangerous. What can this Jesus of the Bible do? You can ask a question. How do you define the Jesus of the Bible? What can he do? Titus 2:14 says, he gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. Amen. All God's people said amen. Amen. Wow. He what? He gave himself for us. Isn't it awesome that your Bible Jesus, your biblical Jesus, is the one who said, listen, you can't save yourself. I'll do that. He goes to the cross as the Bible said he would do for us. But not only that, to free us from every lawless deed. It's easy for us to think about the lawless deeds that others know. You know, like if we got a speeding ticket and, you know, somebody from the church drives by and sees you getting pulled over. Well, it's obvious everybody knows that lawless deed. But what about the lawless deeds that none of us would ever dare bring up to one another, ever? You know what I'm talking about? Your lawless deed. My lawless deed. That ain't nobody going to talk about because we don't say anything about that lawless deed. Jesus died for that. He died for that. He died for all of our sins. He did that. We wouldn't even do that for each other. The Bible says if a man has a tremendous amount of love in his heart, he might maybe die for his friend, maybe. But could we, even if we really loved our friend, even die for our friend regarding the sin issue? No. We can't die for their sins, because the moment that we die in our mind for their sins, well, then who died for our sins if we reject Christ? Here I am dying for that guy when I need somebody to die for me. No. What can this Jesus do? 2 Corinthians 5:16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Can I say that again? Will you grab this verse? My friend, if you're condemned tonight, if you're living under some guilt thing and you haven't just gotten the grip on God's amazing forgiving grace, Paul says, therefore, from now on, we don't regard anybody according to the flesh. I love that. Isn't it awesome that when you walk through these doors, now I don't know how many of you know one another. Do you live near somebody? Do you know the person sitting next to you? I don't know what the case is. But for the most of us, we only know each other since we've been saved. Right? I don't know your past. You don't know my past. That's what Paul is saying. We don't talk about the past anymore, not because it's something we don't talk about. It's dead. It's gone. He took it away. Why bring it up? You say, Jack, is that true? It's absolutely true. Take it to him. Become a new creation in Christ. Gone, washed, over. You keep bringing it up in your mind. Listen, when that comes up in your mind, you take it to the Lord and say, Lord, I know you have forgotten about this. You died on the cross for this. Help me now not to remember this. Get it out of my mind. That's what he does. Where did he come from, this Jesus of the Bible versus the others? And how do you pronounce this Jesus and define him? 1 John 4:1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know that the Spirit of God. Listen, every spirit, and that's little case s, every person from the depth of their soul, their gut, every person that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is now already in the world. Wow. John 3:16 and 17, you know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He came from heaven. This is the Jesus of the Bible. So when you ask the question, who is Jesus? How do you pronounce that? When you talk to your friends or family or your coworkers, do you love them? Do you care for them? Then don't let them get off the hook so easy. Do you believe in God, Fred? Yep. Oh, that's great. See you later. You're protecting yourself. I know how that feels. You don't want to get into it because you might feel funny. Ask them, hey, you know, I'm just curious. Who do you think Jesus is? Ask them. Ask them. If they can't say it, they're dying. If they can't say it, technically they're already dead. They need to be able to say his name and define him so that they can live. And where is this Jesus now that you and I love and worship, the Jesus of the Bible? Mark 16:19 says, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Wow. The cults deny that. Yeah, but they're sincere. That's true. Since when does that matter? That only matters to us if we are emotionally based people, that our theology has become emotional theology. Well, I know they're really off, but they're so sweet. and those who are so sweet shall enter into the kingdom of God. Wouldn't that be nice? But it's not that way. You can't have Jesus dying for your sins, but also those who get in are sweet. It's not done that way. It's not the right currency. It doesn't work that way. Matthew 26, 63, and Jesus kept silent, and the high priest answered and said to him, I put you under the oath of the living God. Tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said unto them, it is as you say, nevertheless, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Wow. Our Jesus is in heaven tonight. Do you know how to pronounce that? That the salvation, Jesus Christ of the Bible, is in heaven tonight? He is your risen Lord and Savior. Acts 7:55, he, being full of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, looked up steadfast, that is Stephen, into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, behold, Stephen said, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. That's where your Jesus is tonight. Aren't you glad? Amen. Romans 8:34, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. He's at the right hand of God the Father. Colossians 3:1, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. I love that because, you guys, this is powerful. I don't have time to go much into this. Colossians 3:1 says, if then you were raised with Christ. You see that? That's amazing. You guys, the Bible says you were raised with Christ. You say, wait a minute. I have been? Yep. According to God, yes. By faith, we need to enter into what the Word of God says. That's how you walk in that 2 Corinthians 5:17 reality of being a new creation in Christ. You guys, did you hear the news last night where somebody, an old lady died? I forget what state it was in. She died. And her family, did you see that? In Wyoming. She died. They put her in the car because her last wish was to go to Arkansas. Okay. They put the dead grandma in the car. They all got in the car. What they did, put a hat on her, put her arm up, and they drove 1,100 miles because her last wish was to go to Arkansas. They drove her there dead. Listen, did she eat along the way? Anybody? No. Did she enjoy the ride? No. Was she tempted by the billboards to eat a burger or stop at the Cracker Barrel? No. You can't tempt a dead person. They could have all been sitting in the car eating, you know, Costco hot dogs, and she wouldn't have cared. Why? She was dead. Somebody could have said, Grandma, you want a burger? No response. Why? She was dead. The Bible says that we have died in Christ. We've dead. The old man died. And we are alive now in a new life. So when sin comes along, we're supposed, oh no, look, I'm getting tempted. There I go. Oh, the temptation just, no, you're dead to those things. We have to, when something comes, when the burger's there or whatever it is, and you look at it, you say, wait a minute, I'm a new creation in Christ. I don't have to go do this thing. I don't have to head off to sin. I'm dead, but I'm now alive in Christ. That's how, when Colossians says that we were raised with Christ, you couldn't be raised with Christ until, as Romans tells us, you died with Christ. And seeing how we died with Christ, we rose with him. And that's what I'm asking you to walk into tonight. Can you say his name? Can you pronounce that name? And have life. Last few verses. I'm skipping a bunch for mercy's sake. Romans 10:8 says, but what does the scripture say? That the word is near you. Even in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be put to shame. For there is no distinction anymore between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich toward all those who call upon him. Can you do that tonight? For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You say, well, does that mean I just call, hey, Lord, and I'll be saved? No, remember earlier, in your heart, down in the depths, you cannot call Jesus Christ Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. When you say, I want him as my Lord, I want him as my Savior, that's how you pronounce his name. That's how you say it. Well, these Ephraimites who thought after the battle they could go back to their homeland, imagine, everything's going to be fine. They're thinking, if I can just, I'll just sneak across. Jephthah and his men are there. We're all a bunch of Jews. We look the same. We sit in church. We look the same. I carry a Bible. I show up on Sunday. I'll just sneak over. No one's going to know. But then one comes up and says, can you pronounce Jesus? Can you say that name? You may be able to say the name, but can you say it in all reality? See, the Lord knows when you say Jesus, who he is in your heart. Look, a lot of people cuss and use his name, but God knows what's inside the heart, right? When somebody says Jesus and they mean it, God knows the heart. I'll just be religious all my life and just sneak across back and forth every Sunday. That's a dangerous game you're playing, because there's going to come a day when the Lord's going to ask you, say his name. Just say it. And he's going to know. You and I may not know when someone's fooling or not. God knows. Here's the thing, my friend. We're not judging you tonight. The Word of God is judging you, but we're not judging you. And the Word of God is saying, please say his name. Please believe that he died on the cross and rose again from the dead for you.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called What's in a Name? It's a look at the 12th chapter of the Old Testament book of Judges, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, coming up on July the 5th, that's a Sunday, an important event will take place. It's referred to as the Call to Fall. Now, here in these great United States, we have the National Day of Prayer, which is fine, but the Call to Fall is more focused. It's where true believers in Bible-believing churches take the time to call on the Almighty to heal our land. Call to Fall, Sunday, July the 5th. Go to calltofall.com. That's call, the number 2, then the word fall.com. Or simply click the link Call to Fall, which you'll find right on the front page at realradioactive.org. Our number is toll free, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. You can also visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. And while you're there, remember to check the Call to Fall event. Just click on it right there on the front page. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.